Your honor, we will be intermitted. It's thinking. It comes on.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order to Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting scheduled for November 25th, 2020. The time now is 7:02 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please? Mike Stopa, here. Mark Radis,
here.
Chuck Johnson,
here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
We take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriations dated 11/25 of 2020. This will be a supplemental appropriation and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. Mike Stopa. Aye. Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Yes, I have one. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order request. The department is road services. The vendor is going to be Cuyahoga Fence. And what this is going to be, it's for $2,450. It's to install extra MSKT anchor assemblies for the Baghdad Road. Basically what this is a protective cushion in case somebody hits the guardrail. It was overlooked originally because that guardrail was put in so long ago that these new safety things have come out. So we want to install that just so in case somebody hits that, it doesn't destroy their vehicle or, you know, it helps them survive the crash.
Second.
Roll call. Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Chuck, do you have any more?
That's the only one I have.
Mark, do you don't have any?
I've got a bunch, but we have to move some money before I can,
okay.
Hopefully for the next meeting.
All right. I have a couple here. The first I have is, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's admin. It's gonna be for the Greater Cleveland Partnership. Total amount is $483.00. This is for the 2021 COSI membership dues.
Second.
This is our dues for the 2021 for membership. Roll call. Mike Stopa. Mark Radis.
Aye.
Aye for Mike Stopa. Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Before I make it a thing, this is for the SPCA, like we've done in the past, last year and the years previous and that. Nick's gone through and verified all the addresses and that. Mm-hmm. I think you guys talked about it when I was absent that time. We basically pay 15% of the cost is what we've paid in the past. So with that being said, it comes out to about $627 and some change. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition.
Department's going to be admin, the vendor's going to be SPCA of Medina County, and this is for the Medina Township contribution for the intake of 20 animals by the SPCA. This will be a 15% payment, so the total amount is $627.36.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
No.
Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Sign this then, get that out. That's for the cozy one. There's that one. That goes with that sheet there. And this goes with this sheet. That's all I have for training requests and purchase orders. Next up on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 11-20-2020 to 11-27 of 2020. We're going to start with electronic check number 72-2020 and end with electronic check 75-2020. And then we'll start with regular check number 31111. And end with regular check number 31127. The total amount is $43,880.44. And I will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll dated 11-27 of 2020. Total amount is $33,442.72 with $7,066.32 in withholdings and deductions. And I will incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
You sign it over?
Yeah. Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 11-25 of 2020 and incorporate this 13-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is department head reports. Chuck, did Denny give you anything? For
no, just out of the fact that we, you know, we're getting that guardrail addition.
Okay. So. Mark, chief, anything no. Complete? PD. All right. Next up is old business, fire service contract status.
All right. I had my first meeting with Painter. We kind of have this rough draft here of the contract. I gave you guys each a copy to mark up and let me know things that you want me to present after the holiday. Everybody was kind of in holiday mode for this, so we'll try to start tackling this again next week. So review it and then give me copies back as soon as you can if you have problems or additions or whatever. All right.
Next up is new business, approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular trustee meeting dated October 29th, 2020, which all three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Rabus?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is November 12th. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve regular trustee meeting dated November 12th, 2020, at which time trustees Mr. Rattus and Mr. Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stolpa? Abstain. Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Rattus?
Aye.
And then next up is the November 18th. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the special trustees meeting dated November 18th, 2020, in which all three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Rattus?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Take care of this now under new business. At our last meeting, the special trustee meeting we had for the site plans and that last week, Wednesday? No.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. In our motion that I made for the Masonic, I read the address wrong. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the site addition and new construction for Western Reserve Masonic per page 2020381.00 of the revised site plan located at 4931 Nettleton Road as presented. Be also noted that the external light poles must be no higher than 20 feet. That's the pole and the fixture.
Second.
All right. Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Rattus?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
No, that's just Elaine just needed to be on the as a new address, corrected address. Next up is the amended certificate request for resolution.
It says our names down there.
So next up is the amended certificate request for resolution. So I'm Mike Stolpa. Move to adopt resolution number 1125-2020-040 to request an amended certificate of estimated resources from the county auditor to increase fund 2272 by $2,794.03 for CARES Act funds received by Medina Township as a coronavirus relief fund recipient. The total amount of the 2272 fund will now be $446,497.47, and it will be appropriated to be spent for relief fund COVID-19 related expenses. Also included in this resolution is a request to reduce the road and bridge fund 2031 by $124,000, as that grant money will be paid directly to the vendor. The new total amount for the Road and Bridge Fund 2031 should be $1,205,811.78. And I will incorporate this one page document.
Second.
Discussion?
That 124, that was just what we already had from the grant.
Yeah, that was the grant.
And we had built that up before.
Correct.
That,
and
then instead of coming to us,
it went directly
to them.
So yeah. we're just making it that it's already been paid directly to the vendor.
All right.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Rattus?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
All right.
Next up is a septic replacement discussion. You guys all got that email in regards to that septic system that they wanted.
Yeah, they want to drain it out to the ditch.
Correct. I talked to Denny. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah, we talked.
Denny got back to me in regards to it's going to drain the way that he'd like it to. And there is multiple homes in the township that are already doing this too, so there was no issue with that. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to move to send a letter to the landowner located at 2865 Plum Creek in Medina Township, stating that Medina Township does not object to the discharge of a replacement septic system from their property to the nearby road ditch as long as the septic system is designed, installed, and maintained according to Medina County Health Department standards.
Second.
Discussion?
I just discussed.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
And then this time I'd like to make a motion to authorize the Roads Department Superintendent to approve or deny like future septic system arrangements after review and inspection of each new request.
Second.
Yep, second.
Discussion. So I talked to Denny about this. He just figures that this way there's not a delay in some of this, that he's going to be the one that we're going to end up turning to, or whoever's the road superintendent at the time.
The big thing with this is what I was talking to him is we don't want to have a bull in the front yard.
Will it still require a signature on a letter then?
It doesn't say that. We can amend the thing to have it.
I would amend it and say that Chuck's authorized to sign on behalf of the board.
Or
then.
Whether the road.
Yeah, one of us. You know what I mean? So that way it's, we don't.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Otherwise, they got to wait 2 weeks and
right
for one of our meetings.
All right, so at this time, I'll make a motion to amend my motion for the road superintendent to approve or deny and add that after his inspection and review, it'll be signed off by the road superintendent and the trustee liaison for the roads department at time.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Alright, here's that. And then this is the letter that we're sending, so. And I'll mark it on that. That Nickel had it too over the years. And then before we go to public comment, I just want to make for the record, Yvonne, who was our normal YouTube and Facebook person that was streaming our videos for us, is no longer doing it. So I have met with her and gone over that. Today was the first day. Somehow or another, we have technical difficulties. So it has not been streamed. So I apologize for that. I will get with her again to verify if something like this happens in the future. I have kind of a safeguard as to how I can go about fixing it.
Yeah.
So next up is public comment. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to go to public comment.
Second.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
At this time, we are open for public comment, which time please raise your hand and state your name for the record.
Oh, yeah. You come here, you got to talk now.
Nothing?
Just came here for the entertainment, huh?
All right, then. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Anything else before we...
Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, have a happy new... How long? Yeah, Halloween? No, Thanksgiving. this year's flown by. I mean, it's... So, all right, then. Nothing else in front of the board. This time, I'd like to make a motion to... adjourn the Medina Township Trustees special meeting for November 25th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
This time we are adjourned at 7:20 p.m.